www.thebeatmusic.org.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders who are bored off their rear ends, and that would be Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News. They're going out for a lot of coffee and doing a lot of other things. Now, I'm just kidding. They're always hustling up some stories. But the government is still closed, and there's no movement, apparently, in the bullpen, as I like to call it, whatsoever. Jeff, is that pretty accurate? So no movement as far as any negotiations or any of that?
Yeah, you know, the best sports analogy I could make is to say we're still in a rain delay, because that's essentially where things are at. I mean, the bottom line is there's no deal yet to restore government funding, but there have been a couple developments, but nothing major, nothing, you know, no game changers out there. Earlier today we learned Republicans had been floating an idea to perhaps pass a bill that would create another super committee that would be tasked with coming up with a deficit reduction plan and a big, you know, grand bargain, so to speak. But Democrats immediately shot that down, and the White House threatened to veto that plan. President Obama then held a press conference this afternoon, essentially challenging Republicans to pass the Senate bill, which is, you know, a government funding extension with no strings attached. And then John Boehner responded later in the day that he wants to negotiate with President Obama, and Obama needs to come to the table. So, you know, sort of the same things we've been hearing for about a week now.
And the one thing is that while all of this is going on, what the stories, because everybody's dredging up a lot of stories about what's open, what's closed, whatever. But I think what got the funniest headline is the fact that the House gym is open, the congressional gym is open, but apparently they have to reuse towels. Is that right?
Yeah, they do have to. They do have to reuse their own towels, which that's just terrible, right? But it's true. I mean, the House gym for members remains open, and you know what's really interesting about that is Bob Ney, our very own Bob Ney, when he was in Congress, he was the chairman of the House Administration Committee. Bob is one of the members of Congress that helped get that gym built in the first place. And I was trying to talk to him today about it, and I guess it's a sensitive subject, but when he comes on your show later this week, I want you to ask him about it, because he knows a lot about that gym and can tell you a lot about it, and he can probably speak to the fact that, you know, that it's still open right now. What he told me today, however, is that the staff gym is actually not open, and he said that that's a problem for him. It's one thing to keep the House gym for members open. It's another thing to shut out their staff that are essentially working for no pay right now.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so a few other quick things that did happen in Washington. There was the immigration rally on the National Mall. You know, what was that about? Just some activists? Or was there any teeth to this or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a big rally. There were a couple hundred participants. It started on the National Mall and made its way up toward the Capitol, and it made news. There were actually a couple of arrests. 8 congressmen were among 200 who were arrested by Capitol Police. All 8 congressmen were Democrats, all, you know, calling on the House to pass the Senate immigration bill, which cleared the Senate earlier this year and would provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 or 12 million immigrants who are living here illegally. The House has obviously been very slow on immigration. A couple lawmakers have said that they're going to look at it in a piecemeal way. Primarily, they want to address border security, which is included in the Senate bill, but the Senate bill obviously contains that pathway to citizenship, and I don't know that there are enough Republicans in the House to pass a bill like that. But that's what the rally was about today, was putting pressure on Republicans. But, you know, the timing of it was probably bad because, you know, obviously Congress has other things that they're more focused on, primarily government funding and raising the debt ceiling, which is something they're going to have to do next week. And it's one of the things that Obama talked about today in his press conference as well. But I don't know if you're going to see them get to immigration by the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't think so. I doubt it with the way things are going. One thing that they will get to, meaning they, as far as the stamp of approval or what, but the president nominates Janet Yellen for the chairman of the Federal Reserve. You think there's going to be any resistance here?
There might be. I mean, she is a Democrat, so you might get Republicans, trying to block her nomination. But it is an interesting pick. It's something we've known it was probably going to happen for a while, at least ever since Larry Summers withdrew his name a couple weeks ago. And, you know, if Janet Yellen, if she, you know, if the president is successful in nominating her, she becomes not only the first Democrat in 25 years, but the first woman in history to lead the Federal Reserve. So it could be quite a landmark decision.
Yeah. All right, Holtzman, one last one. The Redskins, what's the deal with them in the crappy NFC East? Anybody can win it. Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback, said today they're taking on Chicago. Oh, we're still in this. We could win the NFC East, please.
And the sad thing is he might be right. I mean, they're only two games out of first place. You've got the Cowboys who really played a good game Sunday, but they were going up against the Broncos, which might be one of the best teams of all time. I think the Broncos are better than the 2007 Patriots, just having seen them play a couple times. And, of course, my Redskins have to go to Denver in a couple weeks, so not looking forward to that. But the NFC East is just, you know, it gets a lot of hype, and it's a really down year for the NFC East. It's anybody's division. I think you could see a similar scenario play out like the NFC West a couple years ago, where the team that wins the division finishes with a losing record. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, Kate, thanks.
So you heard what Jeff said there. I mean, it's just a waiting game, tick-tock, tick-tock. And I think the biggest bombshells, he's saying, to trying to figure out ways to fund things is the fact that, and of course now this is being looked at, something was uncovered that there were no benefits in a stupid bonehead move being paid, death benefits being paid to families of soldiers who were killed. So the Pentagon froze the death benefits, and talk about giving someone the middle finger after they've served. It's outrageous to me, and it was something that was sort of missed and went under the wire, and all of a sudden it was revealed because some families started to complain. They realized that, you know, you have veterans who served in a couple of tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Defense Department, just with all the different moves they made, including bringing people back, some of the personnel back, the one thing they didn't think to do was to pay the families, the widows, who desperately need the check of the fallen soldier. Are you serious? How do you miss that? What is going on? There's so much ineptitude. I don't see how you don't have a list of things that are necessary, and we keep saying non-essential, right? So what's essential? To not pay for someone who's given their life for in the service for the United States in the war? Are you kidding me? So what do you think happens? Well, whoops, we dropped the ball. So Chuck Hagel says we're going to wire the money to the families because nobody realized it. How do they not realize that? The person who realizes they're freezing money, they don't think about that. Well, wait a second. What about somebody who was killed? What about the list of soldiers that are often read or put on the chyrons, you know, at the end of some of these Sunday shows, so we know or listed in the paper? How can we not realize that there are people that are falling every single day? So, mistake corrected, but what a bonehead move. That's not the only thing that has people up in arms, but John McCain reacted to the whole thing with the death benefits not being paid. We're going to let you hear that next on the flip side on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's sit down and get out of this so that these families whose loved ones just died, will receive the benefits at least that would give them some comfort and solace.
All right, it's obvious, and that's what Senator McCain is saying. I mean, it's inexcusable. You know, who wouldn't go off on this? This is a layup. I don't care. It's not a partisan issue. It's a duh. How did we miss that thing? It's typical. Listen, I understand that things can fall through the cracks, but you're the Department of Defense, and you know you have a myriad of things. You got two different legs of the tree of the trunk, basically. So you have a two-legged trunk of a tree, in other words. What's happened, what's currently happening in service, things that are futuristic, I don't know. You got to think somebody should have seen that and realized, oh, of course, this is the one area we can't do this. We can't deny the benefits, I mean, the families, the sacrifice, I mean, of course. And so it was a mistake, but this is typical, and it just shows you how we always let the things fall through the cracks. And this is a pretty darn big thing. Can you imagine those families? I mean, you've got a lump in your throat. You have just buried somebody close to you, a son, a husband, a wife, whatever. And you realize that you're getting stiffed by the government who sent you and who you gladly went. I mean, how many cases where somebody's doing tour after tour after tour, do they want to keep doing that? So it's not about that. It's about that you've got to take care of those kinds of people. When something like this happens where it's terminal, we're always, always on the cut line when it comes to the budget since it's been a decade, then why wouldn't you just think about that? I mean, inexcusable. So how easy was it for Donald Rumsfeld, the former secretary, to go off on this? And of course it was. He talked about it. It was in a couple of different places I saw. I think it was on Greta Van Susteren's show. They switched up their lineup on Fox, and I was flipping around. And he said that the White House was picking and choosing what they want to do. They're making decisions that fit their political agenda. So the government shutdown stopped the fallen soldiers from getting the death benefit, which is $100,000. And, of course, there's a million examples of this, and people are finding them all over the place. One of the stories that I heard earlier in the day was Shannon Collins, who lost her 19-year-old son in the war over the weekend. Marine Lance Corporal Jeremiah Collins died while he was supporting the missions in Afghanistan. So, you know, over the weekend, there were five actual military deaths, and they were denied the benefits because of the shutdowns. And that's how it came out. That's how it came out. Because the Washington Times might have been the first newspaper to get a hold of it as they were reporting the names. And what happened was the mother actually got a letter from the government saying that the death benefit typically issued within 36 hours of a soldier's death, which is great and should be, isn't coming. That's what it said. It said it's not coming. I mean, wow. So one more nail in the coffin, so to speak, for those people, because you know that lump I'm talking about. They're walking around with the lump. Jack from Down Under says, and he's a hard right turn, there's no mistake, this was deliberate to add extra grief to military families. Now, I don't think that. I don't think this was deliberately heaped on. I think it was stupidity, which is just as bad. I think it shows a lack of paying attention, that people are asleep at the wheel. You can't do that. I mean, who's sitting there doing that, thinking, okay, well, the government shut down, so let's just put out a letter. So ultimately, who decided to put out that letter? Who decided to put out the letter? And they're not required to, it's not a congressional thing. They're not required to authorize payments to families of the dead or the wounded. So they could have done that. Could have done it. It's just brutal. And it's just another poke in the eye. And the Department of Defense actually said when they first were made aware of it, they said, hey, listen, we don't have the authority to pay the death gratuities for the survivors of the people killed in action. Typically, that cash payment is paid quickly. Then that's when Chuck Hagel said, okay, we understand this. We can't disrupt these families. And we're going to wire the money in. Think of how long this war has been. What are we talking, 11 years in Afghanistan? 11 years? So I guess the good news is that money will now be there. But why does it have to take an act of making this a huge deal, of blowing it up all over the place, so that and rattling cages to make sure that it happens? Otherwise, it would have just been skirted. It would have just been skirted. And think of this, the Department of Veteran Affairs, here's another poke in the eye, they furloughed 7,000 workers. And you know what those 7,000 workers do specifically? Oh, those 7,000 workers process compensation claims. So the VA cut off public access to 56 regional offices where veterans walk in to file claims for combat or other service-related wounds, injuries, illness. I've been to the VA in Dallas, and it's jammed. It's jammed with young guys, missing limbs, people coming in, and that's what they're doing. Some of them have appointments. Some of them are in groups. They call it Platinum Team. It's a mental health thing. Or they're there because they're getting some kind of treatment, some kind of medical treatment, but they're also filing. They have to file the compensation stuff. And so, to me, this is something that just shouldn't happen. All right, so we're having this shutdown, and you're not going to be able to go to any of the parks, and you're not going to be able to do some of this other stuff, but you've got to take care of the military guys. I mean, it's like I said, it's a layup to say that. I don't know, and am I wrong? Is this just a ridiculous oversight? Or all the people are the people that really just want to smash all of this on Obama, are they right? I mean, is Jack right when he says, oh, this was deliberate, this was to add grief to military families? See, I say it wasn't. I say it just shows the stupidity of the Department of Defense, of the Pentagon, of Chuck Hagel and the people around him to not say, listen, you know, you're the defense secretary, so here's the list. Here's the furloughs, here's the this, here's the that. And whoever that is, I know it's a circle of people close. Somebody should have had that on the list, and it shouldn't have been a letter. Who was thinking of the letter? See, now, so it goes back to the same thing. I want to know who signed off on that. By the way, at this point in the game, if you go to any of the polls, you know, I'm always saying I'm the poll princess. And it is about the blame game, because we do need someone to blame, right? In a way, I kind of feel like a 9-year-old. Do you feel like a 9-year-old? I think the people we elected purposely want us to be like those brats on the playground. Because now there's no gray area. It's either you're on this team or you're on that team. You're on this team or you're on that team. But the polls are blaming the Democrats and the Republicans almost equally. Almost equally. In some polls, just a few days ago, the Republicans were getting more of the blame. They were getting more of the blame for this, saying, hey, you're the knuckleheads that shut this down because you insisted on defunding Obamacare, saying it had to be tied to that. So it's your fault. That's what the Democrats are saying. And the Republicans are saying, well, listen, if you took a vote right now for Obamacare, a.k.a. affordable health care, you would find that you wouldn't have the votes there. And the people don't want Obamacare. So here we are, eighth day going into nine, because now we're really going into the ninth day of a government shutdown. And in some cases, the Republicans are taking most of the hits. But really, I think it's equal. I think that you talk to anyone and around the water cooler, and they're going to heap on some blame on both sides, if you will, Democrats and Republicans. I mean, the latest Washington Post ABC News poll showed that 70% of the people surveyed disapproved of the way congressional Republicans have handled the budget negotiations. 51% say they strongly disapprove. And it's the Democrats are right there behind them just by a couple of points. So they're neck and neck. It's the same to me. If it's in the margin of error, it's close enough. There's certainly enough blame to go around, and both parties are being socked by this shutdown. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you know you can. Are you weary of this whole thing, day 9? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
When we hit the final turn of this hour, we have the weekly booze. The weekly booze. So, that means the things that you just got to say boo when you hear it. And, you know, there's a couple of those. What we've been talking about with the military benefits things, well, that makes sense in this. You know, it makes sense that that would be a boo, but that's obvious. Some of these you might not know about, so we're going to tell you about them in the last segment. The one thing that Jeff mentioned when he joined us at the top, in case you missed it, usually at the top of all of our shows, we go to Washington and talk to our pals at Talk Radio News. They cover Congress and the Pentagon, and they're just all over Washington. And we've been doing that for years now, and Jeff's been there for a while. And Jeff talked about Janet Yellen, who would be the first woman to lead the Fed. And if she jumps in, because the president's going to nominate her, then she would succeed Ben Useless Bernanke as the chairman of the central bank. So, woohoo, that she's the first woman to head this bank. But to me, some of what's happened at the Fed, I have no use for. This is part of our problem in the United States. We got a money problem. You know, we say this all the time, but it's so true. Follow the money. follow the money to get the terrorists, follow the money to get the terrorists who don't have guns, and all roads lead in the same direction. So Bernanke, believe it or not, was there for 8 years. 8 years. Yeah. And since he was there, he was part of the deal that after the financial crisis erupted, exploded in 2008, he lent, he's part of that deal to lend money to banks after the credit markets completely froze over, cut the key short-term interest rate to about zero, and brought trillions in bonds to lower long-term borrowing rates. That would be the good news. The bad news is, to me, often he squirmed when he was before Congress. He was there for the middle part of that whole subprime mortgage rate stuff. And frankly, sometimes the decision with the quantitative easing has been ridiculous. And he knows it. We're printing monopoly money and we have nothing to back it up. So he's part of that group that allows that ruse to continue. So what would she do if she jumps in? Summers is out. You know, Larry Summers wasn't going to get approved, so he's done. So in Yellen's case, she's going to get support from Democrats who like her. She's going to get some economists in her camp who push, I think, to have her nominated. And they say that her strength is she understands the relationship between interest rate policy and economic growth, and that she has an understanding of job markets. Well, does she understand the fact that we haven't had the latest job reports because the government is shut down and the job reports are ugly, ugly, ugly. And it's some of the worst lack of economic growth that we've seen. And how about the false reporting of jobs? Because what's not being reported is they're counting jobs that are not livable wage jobs as part of the growth. So it's misleading. But anyway, if she is confirmed, yes, she would be the first Democrat chosen to lead the Fed since Paul Volcker was picked by Carter, if you remember, back in 1979. And then we had the wise Buddha, Alan Greenspan, who was there for 18 and a half years. So she would be a Dem, and she'd be a woman, obviously, to jump into that spot. You know, to me, if anything, and this would be a long discussion, and we could have lots of economists, I think, on this show to talk about it, but the U.S. Central Bank, to me, becomes useless when they do the things that they do with the money. The manipulating of the money, to me, whew, and that is killing us. I mean, absolutely killing us. If there is a way out of that, if there is a way to maneuver around that, then bravo. But that's not what's going to happen because that's not part of the game. And this, her background, she comes from the same background as so many of the others. She was a Harvard assistant professor. She was an economist at the Federal Reserve, you know, on and on and on down the economic lane. It's funny, most economists, as they look at the train wreck of where we are now at this point and look at the culture, they look at, you know, what's happening with the markets, and the markets are tanking right and left, the international markets certainly, but our own markets on this shaky, shaky news about what's going on with the government, because the fear of what's happening with the shutdown, the fact that we're going back to that idea of, oh, geez, are we not going to lift the debt ceiling? And if we don't lift the debt ceiling, then we are going to crash big time, has all of the markets careening and looking for cover and big sell-offs and people that are going to take that cover. And so we're going to, I think, continue to see that. And that's bad. I mean, there might not be a magic wand, but somebody better come up with something, because the debt ceiling crisis, I say this, will affect all of us. It will. In some way, it will touch your life. Trust me. China doesn't want to see this happen. Japan doesn't want to see it happen. The president, in fact, has, from what I understand, has been on the phone trying to alleviate the fears of the people who own our debts, because it doesn't do them any good. All this dysfunction in Washington is making them very, very, very nervous. And what is the Treasury going to do if there is the debt ceiling that's not lifted? If we do bump our heads on that, what is the option there? What could they possibly do to rescue us, to pull us out of the fire and prevent more damage? They'd have to make payments to bondholders to probably calm the markets. You heard what I said about the bonds and Bernanke and how he would get credit for that. Well, all those bonds and who holds those bonds, I mean, that's, they want the money. So if the investors get paid, then maybe that kind of staves off some of the damage, but it can't last very long because we don't have any borrowing power. Now, Obama could invoke the 14th Amendment, which, you know what the 14th Amendment is. I'm going to read it to you. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned. Ooh. There's going to be all kinds of chaos if we get to that point. If we get to that point, I mean, there is a lot of tension at the Treasury, from what I understand. And the damage that'll be done if we smash the debt ceiling. All right, you want to know something interesting? If you remember, think back into your in your mind when Obama was a senator and he voted against raising the debt ceiling and saying there should be some accountability in Washington. And you know how far you have to go back for that? 2006, when Barack Obama was a senator, he voted against raising the debt ceiling and said that that we can no longer let Washington not be accountable and continue to do this. Now he's president and we've continued to do it over and over and over again. So I've said this before, the drop dead date really is October 17th, because at that point Treasury will only be able to continue paying bills in full for a very short time. We don't even know how long that is. It's a $30 billion cash balance, pretty much, plus daily revenue. So it's just not going to add up. The Treasury then runs short a few days later, really, at least by the beginning of November. And then we're stuck with a bunch of IOUs that are not going to float. There's no way to pull that back. So if that happens, be very, very careful with what you're invested in, I would say. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not telling you what to do. But I'm just saying, if you're one of the many people have rolled things over, switched jobs, pay close attention to that, because you do not want to get burned. Do not want to get burned. And Jack Lew, who is the Treasury Secretary, will testify, and this will be interesting, on Thursday. I want to hear what he comes up with before the Senate Finance Committee. Usually I don't have great use for that, other than when we have these crises and we haul people out and start to call them out and then they go away and then nothing happens. But in this case, I want to hear what he says. What does he say will happen? What kind of extraordinary measures would keep the country's debt below its legal limit? What could they possibly do? And that happens on Thursday. You can bet we'll have all of that. But they'll just have to have prioritize who they're going to pay. And it's got to be the bondholders, I would assume. And that's why China is just chomping at the bit. Really, really worried, because they want their payments. And we're really only paying on the interest, too, if you think about it. How insane is that? How crazy is that, man? All right, hang with us. Our last segment, some of the weekly booze. You can still chip away at this, 855-266-5283. Climbing the wall. I'll meet you on the other side. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America, day 9 of the government shutdown. Has it affected you at all? Has it affected your neighbors? Are you just tired of the same old Washington grind so you'd rather not even think about it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The big outrage of the day certainly was the fact that it was uncovered that military families were not going to get the death benefits that they would normally get immediately, the $100,000, which to many families, especially with several kids, but regardless, doesn't matter what their situation is, the whole burial thing and what you go through, and I mean, you can't even imagine your child, your husband, you know, whatever the family relationship is, but the fact that you just got the stiff arm from the government, that's a blunder. I mean, that's a blunder of epic proportions, which they're correcting, thank goodness, but that's a big black eye. That's one that's very, very hard to overcome. We're going to go to the booze of the week in just a second, but first let's go to Joe in Michigan. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Kate?
Good, man. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, when you're talking about the money that we owe to China.
Yeah.
And it all has to do with, you know, raising the debt ceiling and borrowing money and everything. But my question is are we actually sending payments to China in money, or are we just clicking their computer and their number goes up, or are we sending goods and services?
It's money. It's payment on the interest, but how it's actually done, I would bet it is like a click on the computer. I don't know that for sure, that there's not some big old check that's stroked and sent to the government, but I think it is a computerized thing. The goods and services we're just exchanging on our own through what we're doing. You know, companies doing that in the United States, exporting and then the importing and all that. So China, so Joe, actually, to your point, China gets it on both ends.
It's what was that again?
They get money on both ends from us because they're making a ton of money off of us with the stuff that they export, right? And then
right.
Getting money back from us because they hold so many of the bonds, so that is our debt. So they also have that to wave over our heads. So they're getting a lot of money from the United States. That's why it's not in their interest to completely axe us out, because there's too much money to be lost. They're making too much money from the United States. But the threat of that, and they have already threatened, their finance minister's threatening, don't dare, you know, the debt ceiling, all that sort of stuff. They're trying to panic other markets, too, which they're succeeding in doing.
Right. Well, but here's my thought. We're not really, quote, panicking markets. We're just creating an opportunity to, you know, when you're talking about the 401ks and stuff, you know, money is made when you buy and sell things. If somebody panics and they go and sell, there's somebody on the other end to buy it up cheap and turn around and make money off of it.
Sure, that's a one way to look at it. Yeah, sure. So float it out there.
That's how Warren Buffett got rich. You know, think about it. When times got low and he took the chance and he ran with it. But, you know, a lot of it, even if they don't solve the or raise the debt ceiling.
Right.
And the Republicans hold Obama to what I would like to say is, okay, you have to come up with a real plan. All these guys have all this high education, and they're the only ones in the land that can run around with no money and keep writing checks. So to me, if I was going to ask the president a question, I would ask him, when are you going to, we know you can't correct it overnight or balance it truly, but let's turn the tide and head it towards a balanced budget and start acting responsible with the money that they're taking from us. Because all they're doing right now is just telling us that they're crooks and we're going to get away with it until you force us to stop. And I think with what the Republicans are doing, whether it was the Democrats or Republicans or whoever, they need to hold the debt ceiling and say, no, balance the budget, or at least cut the things that aren't essential in order to pay for the things that are essential.
Yeah.
That's what everybody else in America has to do.
Yeah, but Joe, you're too smart. Maybe you should have ran. All these people with these educations, like you say, or mostly wealthy people that are in government, that are congresspeople and senators, what's the deal? You're right. We have to balance. I say this all the time. We have to balance our budgets or we would lose our houses or whatever. But that's just too darn easy. They can't seem to do that. Instead, it's, you took my crown, I want the crown back, and we're just going to fight over it, instead of doing the one thing you said there, cutting. If you're too big and the government's too big, because 80% of all the things that are being paid for, government services, government employees, 80%, Joe, is you and me. It's the taxpayers. We are funding this. You're right. They need to cut.
Well, and there's a lot of things that are programs that are coming out that, you know, are grants that are from the government that are for art and other things. And, I like art. But if I'm about to lose my house and I've got a $5,000 painting, guess what? I'm going to sell the $5,000 painting.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Joe, you're a great caller. Call us again. You made a lot of sense, right? He's right. We say it all the time. That what if you can't, the money coming in and the money that has to go out doesn't match, then we're all in trouble. We know it. We've all had to do it, right? I bet you every person listening to this show at some point, I don't care if you're doing really super well right now, I bet at some point you rode the roller coaster, you're up and down, and you know what you have to do. You have to pay those bills, right? Otherwise, you just keep clicking up the debt, and you're paying high interest rates on those credit cards. Ooh. All right, time for a couple of boos of the week. Here's our first one. I think I told you this on a previous show, but, you know, they've designed a new $100 bill. But did you know, and I didn't realize this at the time, but the $100 bill costs 12.5 cents to produce. That's a 60% increase over the 7.8 cents it costs to print the older version. Are you kidding me? Why do we need a new version? What are we, Versace? Give us the cheap imitation. We don't care. So we've printed 3.5 billion of the new $100 bills. Do the math on that. I think I'm going to ask my nephew to do that. He's practicing his math. So they began delivering them on Tuesday. So, hey, it's a cool-looking bill. A few little tweaks, a little bit different. There's a blue 3D ribbon running through the center of the bill. When you tilt the bill back and forth, the bell designs that are embedded in the ribbon change to 100s. Ooh, but we have to pay more for that? I mean, really? Why? Why are we paying more for the Benjamins? It makes no sense. And how about this? 21 people were given citations because they went into the Grand Canyon and they've been ordered to appear in federal court, mandatory. Listen, it's a few hippies that wanted to take a look at the Grand Canyon and its spectacular beauty. Can't we cut them a break? Come on. Why would they give them citations? Let the people go, for goodness sake. They wanted to see the Grand Canyon, so they went to the rim to look at the Grand Canyon. Now, some of the people have been caught on the South Rim, on the trails and that kind of stuff, and they weren't necessarily trying to sneak. They were just there. But they're being prosecuted. They have to appear in a federal court because it's against the law to go into a national park after it's closed. Some of the tourists removed some of the little barricades that were at the overlooks on the road. I mean, even if you pulled your car over, you're not allowed to do that. Some of those people got a citation. I have to tell you, if I was driving through and I hadn't seen the Grand Canyon, I've been there once, it was spectacular. If I was driving along and I had made plans to go by there, I think I would move that little barricade and look out the side. So I probably would have gotten a citation. How about you? Any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of APN.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.